You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here. And I say that all truth, all the time, because this program is based and is the teaching of the Word of God. We follow what the Word of God says, not man's opinions, not denomination's opinion. I'm a Baptist preacher, but I differ sometimes with some of the traditional views on Baptists. And for instance, I'm not big on the rapture. I don't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. I have the position that I'm uncertain when Jesus is coming back. I'm never dogmatic for when he's coming back. So that is not the traditional Baptist. That's what I tell people at my church. I'm not the traditional Baptist because of issues like that. So maybe you might take issue with this program yesterday and today. My sermon is entitled, So You're an Apostle. And we're looking at what the Word of God says an apostle looks like, not what man tells me or what I see with my own eyes today. What does an apostle look like? That's where we're at today. That's what this sermon is, because we're in the Word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and the Apostle Paul tells you plain and clear what an apostle looks like. How were apostles chosen? Who chose them? Are they able to be chosen anymore? Are there apostles today? What made up an apostle? What did an apostle look like? That's where we're at here in this message. This is part two of this message, which will conclude tomorrow. If you'd like a copy of it, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com, or go to WGODRadio.com, click on the link that says prior broadcast, and you'll see this up there, So You're an Apostle.
Two more. Apostles were regarded as, number 17 would be, the filth of the world. And number 18, the off-scouring of all things. I looked up that word. The word off-scouring means scum. And it means to scrape off the ground. Kind of like when you get gum stuck on the heel of your shoe. To scrape it off is what the greatest apostle who ever lived. So these are what apostles are like. A vile person. And now, knowing what I know now, been a radio station manager for 20 years, up comes a Cadillac to my front door. And out comes a man decked with gold and wingtip shoes, wearing a three-piece suit. And he says, I'm Apostle so-and-so. And then my worst nightmare, the apostle tells me he wants to get on the radio. That answers question number one. What does an apostle look like? Now, on to number two. How does a person become an apostle? I'll tell you how he doesn't become an apostle. You don't have a linguine service here at 4:30. And then you have a service for him and choose his name out of a hat. It's funny, there's no mention anywhere in the Bible how to choose an apostle. Because this is how it was done. John chapter 15, verse 16. Jesus says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." That's why that doesn't happen to you. That was a promise to them, not to you. Has anyone here in this church ever asked God for something and it didn't happen? Right? Because that's not a promise for everyone. These were special, unique people, these apostles. You got to find out what promises are for everyone, what promises are for you, and what promises were for someone else. He told the apostles, if you forgive anyone of their sins, they're forgiven. If you refuse to forgive someone, you're not forgiven. You and I can't do that. We don't have the power or the authority to do that. So again, how does a person become an apostle? "I have chosen you," Jesus said. And the most important text, Acts 1:21. These are all on the handout, on the bottom of the handout. Everything I'm sharing with you. And again, this is why there's no instructions on how to choose an apostle outside of the book of Acts. Acts 1:21. Now here in this text, they're picking a replacement for Judas. They had to choose one. Jesus is gone. Acts 1:21. "Therefore, amongst these men who accompanied us all the time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, that beginning with the baptism of John, up until the day Jesus was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." Everyone follow me? To be an apostle, you had to be an eyewitness of Jesus' resurrection. Or he had to choose you personally. And people say to me when I quote that, they go, "Well, he's choosing me personally." I says, "No, you had too much linguine last night. He's not here anymore to do that. This is the Holy Spirit's ministry now. One of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." Okay, one more again. 1 Corinthians 9:1, Paul says, "Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus Christ?" So according to the word of God, to be an apostle, they were chosen by Jesus himself while he lived here on earth, or after he departed this world, any replacement had to be an eyewitness to the resurrection. That's what it takes to be an apostle. An apostle was a special person. An apostle knew the color of Jesus' eyes. That's a requirement I like to use again when someone asks me. To be an apostle, you have to tell us the color of Jesus' eyes. Who can do that? Not to mention the great power and authority that an apostle had. Acts 19:11, "God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even his handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out with them." Paul's sweat could heal people. Where's my handkerchiefs at? My handkerchief couldn't heal my own dog. Peter's shadow healed people. Peter spoke people to death. Any kids ever wish you could do that? Nonetheless, I'm 57. I'd like to give that a shot. Turn the news on. No, I wouldn't want to do that. Peter spoke people to death. Speaking to a liar in the church one day, he said, "Look, here are the feet of those that buried your husband. They're here at your door, and now they're going to carry you out." Then immediately the woman fell at his feet and breathed her last. Acts chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. That is what an apostle looked like. All right, question number three. Why would someone today call themselves an apostle? Now, let's be totally fair as we answer this question. Some people call themselves apostles because of this scripture verse I'm going to read to you. It's Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 11. I'll give you a minute to turn there if you'd like. Ephesians 4:11. I mean, in their defense, when I say, why do you call yourself an apostle? They say, because it's in the Bible. I can't argue with that. As long as you know the color of Jesus' eyes, how are you doing with that? What color were Jesus' eyes? Darren? Nothing to say. Ephesians 4:11. Again, Paul speaking. Speaking of Jesus, speaking of spiritual gifts and positions in the church. So, he himself gave some to be apostles, and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Now, we here believe that the office of apostle and prophet are no longer active in the church today. And I've just shown you the reason why regarding an apostle. There's no one left who can tell you what color Jesus' eyes are. They all have passed on. In other words, there are no more eyewitnesses of Jesus Christ left to be an apostle. They're all gone. They've all dead and buried and moved on, moved up. An apostle was an actually saw Jesus Christ. He was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ after he died. That's what made him so special. They saw Jesus after he had died. And they went out with that message, accompanied by great signs and wonders. I mean, imagine that. These guys raising people from the dead, getting in their shadows to be healed. Everywhere they went, they knew Jesus. They didn't hear about Jesus. They knew him. They saw him with their own eyes. Special person. Okay, now, regarding prophets, no prophet is needed after the Word of God, the Bible, has been completed and has become our guide and our playbook, and a copy of which is in every house, in every motel room across America, is God's finished Word. It's done. You're cursed if you add to it. Revelation 21. You're cursed if you take away from it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Vollmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying